Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Perkins Platform. This is a monthly solutions-oriented talk radio show. Each month, we dedicate about 30 minutes to explore contemporary issues and solutions in education leadership, and this is your host, Brian Perkins. I am just tickled to death today because we have, for the first time in our virtual studio, we have a number of really important guests to the show. We have students in our K-12 educational enterprise, if you will, from all over the United States. And I'm just bubbling over with excitement because they are going to share with us a little bit about what they've been experiencing in their homes and in their communities all over the United States since the pandemic shelter in place and stay home orders have been issued. So I just want to take a moment. I had a chance to talk to them before we went live on the show, but I want to welcome them on behalf of everyone out there. Welcome to this platform and to the show. Everybody, welcome. And so they're being really quiet. And so I have elementary through high school students, and I already know that if we were in a gymnasium, I'd get a better reception than that. So I'm going to try again, and I'm going to say welcome to all of you, and you can just say hello to everybody out there who's listening across the country. So hello, everybody.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm so glad to have you. And so to our faithful listeners, welcome back and thank you for being part of our family. We are breaking records and just have so many listeners every month who are tuned in. And so to our new listeners, welcome. And we're glad that you've joined us for this broadcast. And so over the past 2 weeks now, we've had a series of guests on the show that have been a part of this and talking to us about their experiences with the COVID-19 pandemic, stay at home, stay in place orders. And so now we get to hear from a group of students who are interested in being heard about the pandemic. So I have I'm going to start with Audrey. We have Audrey with us in Alabama, and we know from what we've heard, Alabama is doing quite well, and we're glad to hear that. Audrey, you've been out of school for a little while in Alabama, and so you've been home. Tell us a little bit, just tell me, how have things been going? Are you enjoying being home with this pandemic? Are you enjoying doing school from home?
Yes, but also no, because like at home I get to choose if I want to do my assignments or not, and then at school there's no saying no, so I get them done on time. But I like being home because I get to sleep in and I just get to go wherever I want and just do a lot of things I don't get to do at school, but I like it better if we were at school so we can do our assignments on time.
Ah, so you like you? So Audrey, you're in elementary school. What grade are you in?
I'm in third grade.
You're in third grade, so you like being at home a little bit. So it's kind of yes and no. So I have Araya in Texas. That I want to ask her too. I think Araya is also in elementary school. And so, Araya, tell us, how are you enjoying being at home?
I'm doing good. What I'm enjoying about staying home is that I get to do my school assignments and I get to see my friends and talk to them on the phone.
Oh, yeah? And so what about your friends? Do you miss your friends? Do you miss being away from your friends at school?
Yes.
Okay. That's exactly what we anticipated. Now, I also have quite a few young people that are in the older grades, particularly I think all three of my young women that have joined. Janae from Texas, Sierra from New York City, and Sahai from Indiana. I think all three are seniors in high school. Is that correct? All three of you are seniors?
Yes,
that's what I thought. I know this is particularly difficult for you being away from your friends. Let's start. I know, Sierra, you're in New York City, one of the hardest hit places in the world. And so New York City has been out quite a bit. Do you miss being at school with your being your last year? I know it must be difficult. How does that feel for you? What have you thought about with regard to this being the end of your public school career, your K-12 career? I know you're going on to college. But how does that feel for you, having to end your high school career like this?
Well, it's a bummer because I'm missing out on all my senior activities, making memories with my friends. But then I kind of like it because I don't have to go to school. I stay home and do my work.
You stay home. What about you, Janae in Texas? I know you also you have some big plans. I know this is around the time of year. There's prom. There's all kinds of other activities going on. What about you? How do you feel about ending the school year this way?
You know, I would have never thought that my senior year would end like this. I was just thinking about the Friday before spring break. Me and all my friends were like, hey, like when we get back to school, like we're just going to be chilling. And now this has hit and it's changed everything. The administrators have canceled prom. They have canceled our senior activities, and they are debating if our graduation should be a drive-by graduation where we just simply go pick up our diplomas at, like, the high school. And I really was looking forward to that graduation ceremony. I was supposed to speak at graduation. I was supposed to send next one of my best friends. And so for this to just, like, end like this, it's kind of bitter for it to end like this.
Sure. I understand that. And, you know, my heart goes out to all of you to do this. I was just talking to one of my friends, and I said, I wonder how we would have responded to this. And I can't imagine. So all I can say is that my heart goes out to you. This is a very important time for you. And so likewise, I know Sahai, you are in Indiana. What are the plans there for your end of year activities to close out? I know that they're normally honors ceremonies, of which I'm sure you're in line for many of those. But the awards, the honors, prom, graduation. What are the plans in Indiana where you are for graduation?
So it's a little bit hard for us out here because the school I go to, you get your high school and your associates. So we're in line with colleges. So we talk to both our schools to like get our stuff, but we can't even get our graduation cap and gown. Like we're not in direct communication with anyone. So it's like, we're out of school, and they cancel school for the whole year for us, so we're out. And they want to do a virtual graduation, if anything, but a lot of people don't want to do that. And I can understand. I wouldn't want to wear something online just to talk to people. I really wanted the whole experience for my senior year.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And so I know we have Khalil, who is nearby in Illinois. Khalil, are you still there?
Yes.
So, Khalil, going to need to ask you to just speak up a little bit into the mic. But question I have for you, so you're in high school. and you're not a senior, how does this change your perspective on you know, going to high school? Are you thinking differently about what might happen if this were to happen with you at some other point during your high school experience? Just exactly what are your thoughts right now, given that this has happened to some of your friends and even family members?
Thinking about it, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking to everybody to be able to lose everything because of something out of nowhere, you know. And I'm just starting high school. I'm in eighth grade right now, and we're not hearing anything from any of our administrators, so we don't really know what the next step is for us. But if I was in some of the seniors' step shoes, I would be, like, pretty hurt because I won't be able to experience anything that people of the other generation are experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. And people for quite a while who have been able to experience graduation, the regular graduation, not drive-by graduations. So I know that, you know, we talk a lot about this, that your generations, all of you being what we call you know, technology babies. You have been born into a boom. You've been in quite a boom of technology with the invent of FaceTime, and now everyone uses FaceTime and Snapchat and Instagram and WhatsApp and on and on and on. And so I know I'm going to start with my younger group and ask them. Got Araya in Texas. I know you're in elementary school, and I know you said you missed your friends as well. How are you keeping in touch with your friends? Are you using FaceTime? You have regular times that you get to see your friends. What are you doing to interact with your friends right now?
I'm using FaceTime and I'm using the WhatsApp.
Okay, you're using FaceTime. And Audrey, what about you? Are you spending time with your friends online? And if so, how much time do you talk to them every day, or is it just a few times during the week?
I FaceTime them, and it's about like once a day. I don't really try to go extreme, but it's like, we do challenges on FaceTime. FaceTime is like the only time that we get to interact because sometimes we call each other, but usually we'll have to hang up quick because it's not a good time. But other than that, that's what I use.
Okay. And what about my older group? I mean, my seniors. I can imagine that this is very important for you to stay in touch, and I'm sure some of you already had networks. Janae, Sierra, Sahai, tell me a little bit. Either of you can jump in and tell me what you're doing right now to stay in touch with your friends.
So I'm using FaceTime. I FaceTime some of my friends maybe every day for maybe like 20 minutes, and then I'm texting them throughout the day or snapping them. Or we're sending each other posts on Instagram and TikTok.
Okay. Anybody else?
So yeah, me and my friends, we usually like FaceTime and like text each other. But everybody has their going on, so it's understandable. So most times it's about work or like just anything. So since we do it online, just to get a better understanding of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so how does that feel, though? I mean, now we've been a few weeks. I would imagine, I know maybe at first it was probably feeling kind of cool. This is interesting. We, you know, now we spend most of our time online. But how much of that connection of walking through the hallways in school do you miss? Even, you know, as seniors, I know sometimes I can still remember, as long ago as it might seem, I can still remember the feeling of being the senior about to graduate. How does it feel not not being connected physically with your classmates?
It feels weird. It feels like it's become a routine. Like, we have to sit in the house all day, so it feels like it's become a routine, just like it felt like going to school was a routine. So it feels like we're missing all of that,
mm-hmm.
all of that interaction, mm-hmm. all of that going to classes. So, like, sleeping schedules are off and everything like that. So mm-hmm. it's like, because work gets to be done on a certain day, they're trying to work with us to have it done on Friday. So if we're giving work Monday, it's due on Friday. So
mm-hmm.
they're trying to work
mm-hmm.
with us. So it's like you have all that time in between, and it's just become a routine.
Mm-hmm. I see. For our listeners that are joining us, you've reached the Perkins platform, and we have a group of young people who have joined in and agreed to call and spend some time with us this afternoon talking about their experience under this COVID-19 pandemic, stay-at-home orders and stay sheltered orders all across the United States. And they are in various learning environments. I have a few other people who called in a little later. I'm going to see if I can connect them and see if they're with us. I have a 708 area code. Start with 299. Who's this calling?
Hi, this is Kiana.
Hi, Kiana. Glad that you could.
My daughter is Lyric.
Okay.
And
so
she's in the
thank
fourth
you.
Grade.
Okay, Lyric is in the fourth grade. Lyric, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Glad that you're able to join us. And I'm not sure how much of the show you've been able to hear thus far, but we're glad that you were able to join us. And I wanted to see from you also, as a very, very young person, what is it you miss about being at school the most?
I miss my teacher's humor and my friends.
And your friends, and your teacher humor. Some of the other elementary school students that are online also said that they miss being at school. Is there a subject or a particular part of the school day that you miss more than others?
I miss math and reading.
Math and reading. Well, so tell me why you miss those subjects.
I miss reading because ever since I was in kindergarten, I started reading chapter books. And then I miss math because math comes very easy to me.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for being able to join us. And we had someone else that's a 708 area code, and it's 897. Who is this speaking? Okay, looks like we might have been disconnected, but I'm going to jump right back in, and I want to ask, we haven't heard very much about Texas on the news, and we've seen a lot all over the country about what's happening. I personally don't know a lot about what has been going on the education front, so we have two people that could give us some insight on that. I'll start with Janae. I know Janae, just as a reminder, is a senior. Janae, are you doing assignments from home? Do you have laptops that were given by the school, or you use your own laptop? Tell us a little bit about what school is actually like here at the end for you.
So for me with assignments, our school doesn't provide laptops, but I have my own. And so every Monday we are given assignments that I do at 11:59 on Sunday. And so for most of my classes, they've been really good, but as a second semester senior, there's really no new material we're learning. And so we've been just reviewing in preparation for the AP test. And the AP test is a lot different this year because it's gone from a 3-hour test to a 45-minute test. And there's two questions on the test. One is worth 60% and one is worth 40%. And so if you really don't know your stuff, yeah, it's not a good spot for you.
And so is it that the assumption that everybody already has laptops at home, or what happens if you know, what happens with the students that may not have laptops?
So our district has made it available to, like, if you don't have a laptop, you can use, like, your phone or any smart device you have, but they also have a program where if you don't have anything, they allow you to borrow a Chromebook to complete your assignment.
Gotcha. Okay. And Araya, what about you, where you are in Texas? I know you're in the Houston area. Tell us, are you using you're using a laptop from home, or did your school give you a laptop?
I'm using a laptop from home.
Okay.
But my
okay.
school does let, would let me get an iPad from school. I just, if I needed it, but I just, they didn't just tell, they didn't let me get one because I didn't hear no news about, like, that you can get an iPad from our classroom.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I understand. So I know, Sierra, you're in New York City. Obviously all over the news. I'd love to hear you tell us a little bit about what is happening in New York City with regard to assignments. How are you getting assignments? And what does that look like? Are you online with your teacher all day, part of the day? What does that look like?
So we use app called Google Classroom for all our assignments. And we're not on face-to-face with the teacher all the time. Only if we need help with certain topics or a lesson, we can do a Google Meet. I know for one of my classes, we do a Google Meet every week. So yesterday, this week we did one yesterday, and the week before we did Friday. The workload is crazy. They give so much work, way more than what we would have got if we were in school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, whatever they give you for the day is due that same night at 11:59.
Wow.
They don't give extra time. If it's missing, get points took off.
Wow. And it's interesting you say that. I'm hearing that a lot. I'm hearing it. Last week we had a group of parents on, and I heard that the parents were also saying that the workload seemed a bit unreasonable. Sahai, I know you are in a special program where you are, where you're finishing with honors, but also finishing with college credits and associates. I think if I'm not mistaken, you'll finish with an associate's
yes.
degree as well. So are you, how do you feel, that you are getting what you need in terms of instruction? Are you getting enough instruction? I know it must be really tough, for those of you who are seniors getting ready to take AP exams, but not to mention, that these are high stakes for you in a lot of ways. Do you feel that you're getting the real preparation that you need to here at the end?
Well, yes and no, because we took most of our, like, harder classes earlier. So I have, like, three major classes that I have right now are the ones that I need. Well, two of them I just took on the extra one. I took on psychology, and all of those three are, like, dual credits, so I really have to focus on those. And I took a 5-page test, and it was really hard because it was, like, kind of overwhelming. It's hard when you're not in school, and then it's harder because we're learning how to do work things like Zoom, where we talk to our teachers online and everything. But sometimes they will think they put it on there, and they actually didn't. So it's like if they don't work it on there, then we're questioning if we actually see it. So then we're texting our classmates, and then we're emailing our teachers. So it's like, we didn't prepare for this to go on this long. We already had stuff like e-learning, which we put there for, like, snow days. So instead of making them up, we'll just do it online, like e-learning. But we never practiced for, like, it going on for weeks and months at a time.
Sure, sure. I know it must be difficult. And, Khalil, I know you are a scholar athlete, so you have been doing very well in school, and I've also heard great things about you in at least one sports area. I'm sure this applies to a number of you that are outgoing, extroverted, and activity-oriented children. Tell me, Khalil, how are you managing not being able to be engaged in sports? Also, in addition to your having your academic component, how is it that that you are managing not being engaged in sports?
Well, I can say the best thing that's come out of this is that I can still go outside since it's getting warm, man. I can still play basketball outside, but even if I see my friends outside, I can't really go over there because social distancing and not wanting to get affected by it myself. So it's kind of hard, but thinking about the athletes across the world, and my school just started track and field and soccer, and it's canceled now, and we can't play it anymore because we're not even in school. And also for the high schoolers, their sports activities and seasons got canceled, and they can't even play for their last year going into college. So looking at it from a sports standpoint is kind of hard.
Mm-hmm. And so do you know what the plans are for those students who were looking forward to maybe a track season, a tennis season, or the end of the basketball? Any idea what's happening with them?
That's another thing. We don't know because they say that our summer sports activities might be canceled as well. And if this doesn't end soon, there won't be no AAU basketball. That's for like the summer league and no anything for the summer. So we don't know. And my school is really not keeping in contact with us and not informing us on anything.
Mm. Well, that's too bad. I'm going to circle back to some of my younger people. I know, Audrey, you mentioned in the beginning that you get a little more freedom being at home. Tell me, do you have a set schedule for your day at home where you're able to go outside and play? And I would assume that you're basically playing at home, maybe with parent or maybe a family member. But what are you doing to be outside? I'll start with Audrey and then Araya, you'll be next. But Audrey, how is that for you, being able to have activities outside?
Well, I'll wake up, eat breakfast, you know, and I'll try to focus on some schoolwork if I can get time to it. And after that, like, sometimes I might just go outside and see my friends. And, yeah, I might go outside. It depends on, like, how I feel or what I'm in the mood with. And I might go outside and, like, my friends are aware of the disease. And they try to space out how, like, hugging and Germex have a lot of that. So I'm not really worried about it because I know I'm safe. But I am aware of it. So I try to keep a social distance and wash hands and try not to avoid touching people. So, yeah, that's really what I do when I go outside.
Ah, okay. Thank you for sharing that. Araya, what about you?
I start with breakfast, and then I move on to my daily schedule stuff. And usually I start with my daily first. And from Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and then Friday. And then I need different stuff, and my mom helps me when she's done with her meetings, and she has no more meetings. She helps me with my Google Classroom work, and then I take breaks and have lunch, and then practice my piano, and then I play with my neighbor.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. So, Lyric, I know that you are also in the city, in Chicago. Tell me, what's your schedule like?
So, I basically wake up at 8 o'clock, and I eat my breakfast, and I get dressed and stuff, and then I get to homework, and after my homework for recess, we usually go outside if it's, like, warm enough. And if it's not warm enough, we just go inside and play.
Okay. And so, to my young people, Audrey, Araya, Lyric, what is it like having your parents, either of you can respond to this, have your parent as your teacher? How does that feel? Are you liking that, or is it you wish you had other teachers? What is it? You can tell me.
This is Araya. And what I feel like when my parents teach, I feel good about it because they're actually helping me understand what the question or the video is about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There was someone else going to join in. I think it was Lyric. You want to tell us?
Well, I do my homework independently while my mom helps my sister out. So sometimes when I need help, it kind of, like, doesn't get it that much.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna shift over. Janae in Texas, I know, similar to when I asked Khalil about sports, Janae, I know that you're looking forward to going to college, and you've been recognized as one of the top recruits in Texas in soccer, and I know that you have a really bright career ahead of you, both academically and in athletics. So you're getting ready to leave in the summer, going to college to participate in collegiate sports. Is there anything that this is doing for you or preventing you from being able to train, being able to work with your team? Have you heard anything about this summer for preparation going to college? Anything you can share with us?
Yes, so I'm supposed to leave in the early July time area to go to the University of Houston to play soccer. And so even though I can't play with my team, I've used this time to kind of work on myself as an individual player, you know, sharpen my skills tactically and technically, you know, watch film and study other players. And I've been working out at home, running, doing those kinds of things, and, you know, really preparing myself for when I go to college. Mm-hmm. And I'm super excited. Yeah, even though it can be seen as a bad thing, I think this was a blessing in disguise for me because for my entire life, I've been going to school. You know, I get back home. I have an hour due homework. I go to practice for 3 hours, and then I have games on the weekend, and this has allowed me to stop and just kind of slow down, focus on myself, and really kind of hone my craft and become better.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Sierra and Sahai, how else are you thinking? I know both of you also from a academic standpoint are exceptional students. And, you know, Sahai, you finishing with an associate, Sierra, I know that you have you had multiple scholarship offers leaving New York City schools and going to college. Are there other things you plan to do? If this goes on a little bit longer, are there other things you're planning to do or you're thinking about that could help you as well in an academic sense? What have you thought about in that sense?
Well, I had originally wanted to go away. I still do. But if this continues, I'm most likely going to be forced to stay because it wouldn't make sense to stay to go away when I really won't be able to.
Mm-hmm.
but that's really it.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Sahai?
Well, I have been thinking about, like, other things. I mean, I'm staying local, so I visited my college a couple times, and I talked to the counselors. What's kind of weird is that I got to plan my classes on Zoom, so we got to talk about my classes over video chat and, like, mm-hmm. what we plan to do, because I did want to get a head start and, like, do some summer classes, but I don't think that's going to work out, especially if it's online for, like, even though I'm getting my associates, it's still, like, that experience of being on a campus and learning how they actually do things. So it's kind of difficult. But I've been keeping busy. Just, like, I got some seeds, so I'm planning and stuff just to keep my mind busy so I'm not bored.
Okay, that's great. So the last thing I want to ask, and I want to pose this to some of you first that are older in the group. I'm going to start with you, Khalil. Is tell me if you have any advice that you would give adults that are in charge right now, that they're adults that are making decisions on behalf of a lot of children in where you are in Chicago, throughout Illinois, and throughout the country, about the way this education should take place. What would be your advice to them about what should happen and what could be done differently?
Well, I can't really speak on everybody in the country right now, but for me, my parents don't really need to help me on my education because my teachers give us great resources to use. And if we really need help and we're struggling, we could just text one of our friends and they could help us with our work. But
sure.
For my parents, they're doing all they can right now. But if I need help, I will come to them.
Sure, sure.
That's all.
Okay. And Sierra, so again, not necessarily for the entire country, but what advice would you give adults about the decisions that we're making on your behalf? Given what you've experienced so far, what advice would you provide?
I would just ask them to be more considerate because, again, with the workloads, like we have, although we're stuck in the house, we still have lots of things that we want to do. No one wants to be sitting in front of their computer for 8 hours doing work when I wouldn't be doing that if we were in school. And also just to think of, like, alternatives for seniors because we've been thinking about graduating and walking across the stage all our lives, and now there's a chance that we won't be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Janae, what about you?
The advice I'd give them is for sure to keep an open mind. As student council president and senior class vice president, we've been having Zoom meetings about, you know, what our next steps should be and keeping that open mind that, you know, despite this, even if it's deep into the summer, to still have a celebration for seniors because, you know, we've been through all this school and for it to end like this, it just doesn't feel right and it doesn't sit well. And so we've been talking to the senior parents, district administrators to see what we can do for everyone, all these seniors, to put on an alternative prom, a different presentation of graduation for these seniors to celebrate them, even though this kind of virus is going on.
Sure. And Sahai?
Well, I believe that since we have, like, stuff like e-learning in Indiana, like, where we plan for, like, little things like snow days and how we have drills, fire drills, and things like that, we should also plan for things like this to happen. Like, we can't change nothing about what's already happened, but, like, going further, we can work to make sure, like, everything's organized so that we're not confused and that we have a smoother way of going about things and ending off the year.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Lyric, I know that you joined us a little later. I want to give you an opportunity to tell us what is it that you want your, if there's anything you could say about what you want your teachers to know to make this experience better for you, what would you say? What would be the thing, the one thing you would change about what's happening right now?
I would say how sometimes we don't really video conference that much, and we just get work, and we don't really know how to do it that much. So I would think they could, like, before they give the work out and they know they didn't, they can video conference and, like, explain how to do it a little bit.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I really have enjoyed my time. I know we ran over a few minutes with all of you. I've enjoyed the time with you, and I you know, one piece of reflection that I have that I'll just share with you, as I said, I can't imagine being where you are. What I will say is that I think that you probably handled this far better than I can imagine. For those of you who are seniors, not seniors, and otherwise, I am really proud of all of you, that all of the things that you've accomplished. I'm also proud of you for a different reason, that you've taken this in stride, and hopefully you, from what I've heard all of you say about, I didn't hear a lot of complaining. I hear about you reflecting on what you need to do, what your next steps are. And that is really impressive to me, because I don't think at your age that I would have been as clear and focused about just moving forward. And so I really want to point that out, that you are to be commended for your attitudes through this. And I'm sure, based on just listening to you, that you're going to take this opportunity to learn from it and think about in the future. And I think you had some excellent advice, Sahai, about preparation, about thinking about this as maybe this is something that we'll have to deal with again, although I hope not anytime soon. I mean, we've had pandemics many, many years ago, and maybe it is cyclic, and let's hope it doesn't become something that happens on a more frequent basis. But I think if it's not a pandemic, it could be a natural weather pattern or any number of things that could happen. But I do want, I cannot end this broadcast today without acknowledging, all the way from my third graders up to my seniors, you all have handled yourselves incredibly well today. And I know that's not only just a credit to your parents, but it's also a credit to the educators, that you've had obviously a great deal of practice in articulating your ideas, in expressing yourselves. And so to the educators that may be listening that have been responsible for you as well, my hat's off to them too. And so I want to encourage all of you, especially my seniors, to continue to do good work. I know all of you have great plans for college. Same best wishes to you, Khalil, as you prepare for your the league this summer. I'm hopeful, and I'm hoping that you will be able to be on the league this summer. And so just have stay positive, all of you. And I'm sure this will be over soon. And so thank you to everyone for listening. And until next time, go well, stay well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.